I greet you all this morning. I'm glad to make something right immediately as I drank my water. You all could see that. I was thirsty the last time I stood here 18 months ago when I gave my testimony. I was thirsty. I always had to duck down to drink water. So I'm glad to make this right straight away. I'm not going to give my testimony. I'm going to stick straight to the points. In Deutsch sagt man danke. In German one says thanks.
En
français, nous disons merci.
French, bashonjalo bati merci.
And I'm just here to say thanks.
Ngizenjela ukuzothi ngiyabonga.
Thank you to Baba Mfundisi, Uncle Erlo, for everything that you do for us.
Ngibonga kakhulu Baba Mfundisi ngakho konke asenzela khona.
Thank you for your love and your faithfulness to God. And 8 days ago, thank you, Baba Mfundisi, for we could meet with you and you could pray with us, the young men of Sapsa. And also, I want to say thanks to Auntie Mkulu and Auntie Eunice. Thank you for your love and care for us. Thank you for caring for our spiritual lives and our physical needs as well. I had a meeting with Auntie Mkulu. I met her this week. And my day up until then was here. It was an absolutely blessed day. And after I met with her, it just went through the roof. Being together with her, seeing her face, seeing her smile, and her love for us. And over and above everything that I will speak about now, I'd just like to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Baba Mfundisi, Auntie Mkulu, and Auntie Eunice.
Konke ngizokhuluma ngakho la kubonga nje ukuthi siyabonga, sibonga kakhulu o Auntie uBaba Mfundisi.
Not taking anything away from the servant of God who will bring the word today, but there's something on my heart which I'd like to share. It comes from the book of Amos, and it's chapter 5, verse 4. And I did a bit of history, I did a bit of background to really search and see what the book of Amos and what the scripture says.
And
in my Bible, it told me that Amos, firstly, was a shepherd. In worldly standards, one would think a lowly position, a lowly job, being looked down upon.
And he was
from the town of Tekoa in the region of Judah. But the Lord called him to preach in the northern kingdom of Israel. So you could say he was a missionary, he was a preacher, a child of God who had a living relationship with God, whom God could reveal himself to. And this was in the 8th century before Christ. And during this time, there was peace in the land. King Uzziah was the king of Judah. And King Jeroboam was a king of Israel at that time.
Inkosi Uzziah wa inkosi yakwa Juda, inkosi Jeroboam inkosi yakwa Israel.
And there was wealth in the land.
Israel alinengcebo.
There was prosperity in the land.
Liphumelela.
There was security in the land.
Livikelekile.
And there was religious piety in the land at that time.
Futhi nezenkolo zisezingeni eliphakeme.
And over and above all this, everything seemed good. Everything seemed to be going good.
Phezukwakho konke lokhu, konke kwakubukeka kukuhle, yonke into ibukeka ihamba kahle.
But when God the Father in heaven saw and looked on his children, his people, his heart was sore. And he had to use this man of God, Amos, to go and preach to these people.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu osezulwini mayibuka abantu bakhe inhliziyo yakhe yababhlungu wasidinga ukuthi athumele nansi lendoda uAmos.
This was 2 years before a devastating earthquake overtook the land.
Kwakuyiminyaka emibili ngaphambi kokuthi kufike ukuzamazama komhlaba okwahlasela umhlaba kakhulu.
And Amos's message was not long, it was 4 words.
Intshumayelo kaAmos kwangeyona umbiko omude kwakwamazwi nje amane.
The Lord said, "Seek me and live."
Inkosi yathi, "Ngifuneni niphile."
Seek me and live.
Ngifuneni niphile.
Whether you're, no matter what, how much of wrong you have done in the past.
Kungabheki ukuthi kubika ngakanani, kungakanani okubo okwenzile ngaphambili.
No matter how cold your love has gone towards me because of the wealth, prosperity, this form of godliness, religious piety, no matter all of those things, seek me and live.
Kungabheki ukuthi uhambe kanjani waphola ngaphambili ngenxa yokuphumelela ngenxa yokubukeka kwenkolo ihamba kahle kodwa nanti igama ngifuneni niphile.
And the word of God just says, seek me and live.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi ngifuneni niphile.
It's for you and it's for me.
Liqondene nani, liqondene nami.
Whether you are a grandfather or a grandchild.
Noma ngumkhulu noma ngumzukulu.
Whether you are a grandmother or a makoti.
Noma ugogo noma umakoti.
Seek me and live.
Ngifuneni niphile.
And that's the word of God.
Ileli izwi likaNkulunkulu.
And I'd like to testify about the life that I've found just in this past month.
Ithanda ukufakaza ngempilo engiyitholile kule nyanga nje edlule.
I'd like to testify to the whole world, wherever you are, North America or South America or Asia, wherever throughout the world, of this life which I've found in the past month.
Ngithanda ukufakaza ngale mpilo emhlabeni wonke noma ngabe ningiplani khona eMelika, eNingizimu noma eNyakatho noma kuphi emhlabeni.
I had the privilege of doing my practical teaching here at a school at DSS at home.
Ngibe nenhlanhla ukuthi ngifundise la esikoleni kwingxenye yokufundisa kufundela kwami ukuthisha fundisa la eDominica.
And this was in the past month.
Lokhu kwenzeke ngenyanga edlule.
It's part of our program for our degree with the university and the college.
Kuyingxenye yokufundiswa kwethu ukuze sithole i-degree la e-college uma sifundela ukuthisha.
And what I experienced there as being a part of the teaching staff of school was life. This life that the Lord says, seek me and live.
Engihlangane nakho kade ngiyingxenye yesikole kube ukuphila lokuphila inkosi ethi ngifuneni niphile.
I'd like to thank the staff of the school, the board, the principal, all the teachers and all the learners.
Ithanda ukubonga othisha kade sinabo, i-board lesikole nabo bonke abathintekayo.
And especially my grade 8 learners. My grade 8 learners.
Ikakhulukazi abafundi bami baka grade 8.
I was with them and I could see God working in their lives.
Benginabo ngibona futhi uNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni zabo.
God working here in Africa.
uNkulunkulu esebenza la eAfrika.
Here at Domino.
La eDomino.
In the lives of young people.
Empilweni zabantu abasha.
Nobody telling them to come and apologize. Them being convicted by their sin and making things right.
Kungekho batshelayo ukuthi abahambe baxolise kodwa bona beyizwela behlabeka besolwa uNkulunkulu ngezono zabo balungise.
I was taking an afternoon walk to the dam.
There a
young boy is going with his group. He's running.
They're
training for athletics.
He sees me.
He stops. He leaves his group. And he comes, he asks me, sir, can I speak to
you?
Nobody told him to come.
But he
comes to me, he asks me for forgiveness for the life that he's living.
He asks
that I help him.
And
God is working in the lives of the young people
there.
Another example, a young boy comes to me, ask me, sir, I have something on my heart. The Lord has shown me to speak to my classmates.
I
give him a chance to speak to his class.
His
life, when compared to the standard of God, was not up to standard. Nobody told him, but God showed him his life. And that's the spirit of revival there in the school, in the young people.
He asked
for forgiveness from his classmates.
And
that's just two examples of what I experienced of God's ways and revival, and in this past month, of the life that God promises us when we seek Him.
God's
way. Revival
standards.
No compromise.
Seek
me and live. No matter how long we have been Christian. And lastly, I'd like to also special thank you to, as it's Women's Month, 9th of August is Women's Day of
Prayer.
Firstly, I'd like to say thanks to Dr. Vermaak from
CCE for
everything that she does for us and for everything that she means to us.
Secondly,
I'd like to thank Ms. Newlands at DSS. For everything that she does for us and everything that she means to us.
And
thirdly, I'd like to thank Mama. For everything that she does for me and for being my spiritual mother
here. No
time is too late and no time is too early for me to meet with her. No matter how many times a day I have to go.
And I see
family Houston in front of me as
well. And I'm
reminded of this one word in Zulu.
It
says Bambelela.
It says hold on.
Hold on.
Bambelela.
Now I know it's been a year since the Lord took Uncle Philip.
The
last Sunday before the Lord took him,
I came
early to church.
I was sitting
right
there.
He came with his family from that
door. Meet
the brethren.
He
came to me.
Where's that mean?
And we greeted and we spoke.
And
the last words he said to me, Rafik.
Rafik.
Hold on.
Bambelela.
Hold on.
Bambelela.
Keep holding on.
Kubeku bambelela.
And by God's grace, we hold on.
Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu siyabambelela.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.